Hello and welcome back to the Conway's episode number.
I can say number.
99.
99, one away from 100.
Yay.
And we're in a new studio.
Yeah.
What do you think of me gaff, lads?
We're on a sofa.
It's a nice gaff, isn't it?
What's it like?
Like a little sofa.
You've been in here anyway, haven't you?
Yeah, but I wasn't on the sofa.
Where were you?
I'm on the sofa.
Where were you?
In here, looking around.
Were you not? Did you not record an episode here yet?
No.
This Why?
Is the first one, because I said I wanted to keep it for the best podcast in the country.
Good. And I'm glad to hear it, Darren. Very glad to hear it.
So popular with our 10 listeners.
Thanks, guys.
What do you think? Do you like it here?
Yeah, I do, actually. I like it, yeah.
We're very close to each other. It's like the closest we've been in years.
Since marriage.
Yeah, it's the closest.
10 months ago, I don't even know how long we're married.
It feels like only yesterday you're throwing me bags out the window.
What window?
The bedroom window.
Why would I do that if we live in a ground floor apartment? I would throw them out the front door.
Still a window.
Don't be stupid there. What's wrong with you?
Oh.
Why are you lying?
I'm not lying.
Yeah, I'm lying.
You threw me out yesterday.
I didn't throw you out yesterday.
Stop pinching me. She keeps pinching me.
I'm not touching you.
You're pinching me. Ah, my leg.
Darren, stop, will you?
People are going to think you're...
Yeah, and people are going to be like, look at him.
Yeah,
dramatic arse.
Do you remember I got them scratch cards?
Oh, yeah.
My ma got me scratch cards, right?
And I actually got you a few as well, I think.
You got me a few scratch cards, and my ma got me some scratch cards, and I was scratching away. No telly on, nothing, just peacefully scratching some
Sitting
scratch
there,
cards.
Right? Him and his nanny Phyllis, which is what? What age is she?
Which is what? She is...
What age is Phyllis?
94.
She's 94, and the two of them... Love these scratch cards. They're like telly bingo or something, are they?
They're not like telly bingo at all.
What are they?
They're scratch cards.
Something to do with bingo crosswords. Or... Yeah, crosswords.
You're explaining too much of it. I wanted to get a clip out of this.
Oh. Clickbait. Here we go again.
No, I'm only messing. No, I did think it would be a good clip though. But we'll just continue talking. So I got the scratch cards, yeah?
Right.
And I was scratching them. And to my surprise... I was winning on all of them. Every single one of them. I had like 250, 80 euro, 300 euro. So I was keeping them there and I'm like, I'm going to cash them in when I need it. Like,
yeah.
For the shopping or something like that, you know. So I went to the shop in Blanchestown and I was cashing them in. And I was like, it's about 400 on that.
Yeah, thing. But you were smug about it. You were like,
That's what I'm saying. I was like,
300 quid, yeah.
There's about 400 on that there.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, there's not. There's 55.
And a whole lot of them. And it was like a whole book full of them.
And I was like, no. Okay, you'll have to check them again. He's like, no, it's like 55. There's like a machine here that like scans it. So I scanned them and it's like, I just said to him, oh no.
And then?
Give us them back there and I'll get me ma to do them. And he was like, no, once they're in, like I can't, you have to cash out like.
And then this fella came over.
So this fella came over and he was like,
what are you doing?
Darren, what's the story? What are you up to in here? And I was like, I'm just trying to get these scratch cards cashed, but your man's trying to scam me. And he was like, give us a look at that. He's like, now I'm a recovering gambling addict, so yeah. I know all about them. And he was looking at them.
He knew straight away, though.
Straight away. He like looked at it for a second and just went, yeah, like each box is a different game. So you've like said that like, you have to get 3 words for a fiver. And then like you scratch the end, it multiplies it by 10. And he was like, no, you can't do 2 boxes isn't the same game. Each box is like separate, so I didn't even get 3 words.
And he goes, oh, I'll just take them back and get me mad to check them.
Yeah, like, oh, no, it's grand. I don't believe you, so just give me them back and I'll get me mad to look at them. And he was like, no, I can't. I have to give you the money. I was like, no, I don't want that. I want me mad to check them.
And even your ma was like, oh, I don't believe that you won that much. No, I can't believe that Phyllis never won that.
All the years that Phyllis was scratching them, she never got 10x. Like, yeah, well, I did.
And you didn't.
And I didn't.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Absolutely hate when that happens. Mm. You fuming? Still
sick,
thinking about it?
Sick I am.
Yeah. It's actually shocking. Shocking.
How are you anyway?
I'm all right. How are you?
Grand, yeah.
Are you?
Is that a Jim King tracksuit?
A Jim King?
That's the finest, the Jim King.
What's Jim King?
That's a Jim King tracksuit you're wearing.
What's Jim King?
It's a tracksuit.
Did you just do it for it?
No.
Yeah, you did.
Cracked me back.
Not you didn't.
Fart. Will you stop, like?
You did. I'm at the scene.
I feel like we're at home in this new studio, but we leave the farting
for
home, yeah? lift the leg up and everything at home. We'll be lifting the leg up in here.
Fuck's sake.
This place is
Kilbolian.
This place is like the farts would stay in here. Like the farts would be lingering around for the whole episode. Like that green thing out of Ghostbusters. There's no getting the fart out of here. It'd never go, wouldn't. There's not even a crack in a door.
Up there, there's like vents or something.
There's no vents up there. Oh, there is.
Your nose is real hairy.
My nose is real hairy.
It's real hairy.
That's what happens when you get older. Places get hairier. You know? Just wake up one morning.
That close to each other, I can literally see our unibrow. I've never seen that.
They told you don't be that close to me then. You're a hairy beast as well.
Leave them slurs out.
Your hair's not real. Your hair isn't real.
Why are you insulting me like that?
You take offence to that?
No.
Well then, it's fine.
Oh God, that's so funny. I have to laugh at you sometimes.
Aunt Nell's on my face.
No.
She's popping a load of blackheads at me yesterday, calling me filthy, saying your face is dirty, don't even wash yourself.
I never said such
you
a
said
thing.
People will start saying things about me.
Yeah, of course they will. Why wouldn't they?
Happen, everyone has blackheads.
Not as big as yours, Darren.
That's what happens when you get older, you start getting hairy.
No, you need to start using soap and washing your face properly.
You don't wash your face with soap.
Yes, you do. Cervé. No. That's what I use.
Leanne, are you not supposed to wash yourself, your face with soap?
You are. You have to.
You're not.
You have to get rid of the oil off your face, Darren.
You're supposed to wash it with water.
But you don't even do that.
Alright, so what do I do? Stick my head out of the shower and just wash my body?
Yeah.
In the morning I throw loads of water.
But you don't shower every day. You don't. Hey, not in the morning. At night time.
I have showers in the morning when you're not there.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
I know by the shower head because you put it up at the ceiling.
Sliding around like Tom Cruise.
And setting off the fire alarm. Mm. Do you remember that? I think we talked about that before, didn't we?
We did, yeah. But it'd be great for another clip. No, it wouldn't.
You are mad for the clickbait.
Who's better, Ronaldo or Messi?
Messi.
Why?
He just is.
Why?
Do you know what Darren just keeps watching every single day, right? Every single day I hear just in the background, like that, them AI videos of Ronaldo going down water slots.
My God. AI is mad, right? And sometimes
it looks so real.
Scares me sometimes. But there's these clips of Ronaldo and he's like, I'm not even going to do the accent.
Why do it? It'll
probably be horrible.
Go on, do it. Just do it.
He's like, I'm here at the water park with Messi and we're going to go down the slide. So! And Messi's just in the background going, let's go. It's so funny. And then they go down the water slide.
What's the other one say?
He digs the head off Messi. He gives him a box and he's like, I told you not to be doing that, Messi. And Messi's like, oh, why you hit me? I think it's gas.
And then the other one's AI of the pugs.
Yeah, there's AI videos of pugs. Playing
they're
the
brilliant.
Drums or not?
Yeah. Do you see the one of them painting the wall? I swear, and they're in Dungarees. It's real funny. I swear to God, it's so good.
Mm.
So good.
Can we get one of them clips of Ronaldo and Messi up? Yeah, that'd be funny, wouldn't it? I've them all saved anyway.
Of course you have.
I don't think I sent. Oh, I did. Ronaldo and Messi go to an aquarium. Is that what they call water parks?
Is that the one on top of the water slide?
You ready?
Today we are going to an aquarium. $67. $67. I told you to stop. Guys, look, I am feeding the dolphins.
My God.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
Messi, why did you do that? Like,
I just keep picturing Ronaldo at home. Coming across that, like seeing that.
Sure, it was like your man Hickey Ticky Tucky, what's his name?
HS Ticky Ticky.
Oh, when they had him dressed up as a woman and all. And he was a prince, and he's like, stop doing that because it looks real.
He knew what he was doing. He wanted that to happen.
It looks so real. But I was like, that is gas.
I just keep picturing Ronaldo at home scrolling. I don't even think he probably doesn't even scroll.
He's loads of kids, I doubt it.
But he just comes across that video and he's like, I'm going to sue the bollocks out of all them.
How can he sue them?
I don't know.
Sue them.
Brain rot, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Brain rot. But yeah, your man HS Tiki Tucky, like loads of them like that, know what they're doing. Like their name is being mentioned, so
yeah,
it makes sense for them. Then they double down and say, delete them, get rid of them. I don't want to be a part of this, but it's just another way of getting your name circulating.
What would you do if things like that happened to you?
I'd just say, get rid of them, I don't want them.
Dressed up as a princess and all.
I wouldn't mind it.
Would you not? The way he was and doing the makeup and the nets. Girls are girls.
I'd like to be a princess, an AI princess.
You do be an AI princess.
A whole new world. A whole new. And then you just come in, you're like, your bags are outside. And I'm like, what are you doing, Amy? Let's go down a water slide.
Bad. So do you ever go on holidays and lose something?
Did I ever go on holidays and lose something? Yeah.
What have you lost?
My virginity.
On your holidays? Did you?
Only missing now.
No, but like an item, like have you ever lost an item?
Have I ever lost an item? Yes, I think I lost my phone in Spain.
No way.
Yeah, I lost my phone in Spain when I was there with my mate years ago.
How could you lose your phone in Spain?
I left it in the back of a taxi.
How much did you do?
I didn't have a phone for the whole time I was over there.
It's not like you, so you were going insane.
Still lost my virginity though.
Did you?
No.
What age were you then?
27.
Oh my god. You're 27?
Yeah, the late bloomer.
But anyway, yeah, no, a study has found.
Where'd you get the study? Who's studying it?
Oh, I asked people to look at.
Is this like a kind of a door to door study?
I went around the houses.
What you call them? The census?
Yeah.
Census, yeah, census form.
So I went around anyway and asked them. So
you went around and asked the general public, yeah?
Yeah.
And what was your gatherings?
So I just asked them, like, what did you most likely lose? Like, you know? And they said jewellery.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So rings, bracelets, chains and watches and stuff like that on holidays. Other items in the top five are, actually, one of them is a mobile phone.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That wallet, happens. Credit cards, cameras, passports or other travel documents.
Mm.
Oh my God, imagine losing your passport. That happens
though. When I'm in the airport, I'd be like this the whole time.
No, you don't.
I do, yeah. I always think I forgot something or lost something.
No.
I knocked at the doors and asked people and they said that they do that as well.
So, and it's not just phones and passports. Some of the quirkiest things people in the UK have,
you went to England. Did you go to England to do it?
Yeah, for the travel insurance over the past year include inflatable unicorn.
Okay.
A life-size cardboard quotes.
They lost an inflatable unicorn.
Yeah. And they got into that travel insurance to get the money back for it, like. Life-size cardboard cutouts, dentures.
Why have people got life-size cardboard cutouts on holidays?
I don't know.
Bagpipes. Probably a stag's, maybe.
Bagpipes.
Sounds like something. Like
wedding dresses, Jesus. Mm. Artificial legs.
That happens.
Urines with ashes.
What?
Urines with ashes.
Urines?
No.
Urinals with ashes in them.
Things that you
didn't do the survey correct.
I did, Darren.
Well, the people's answers are poxy.
GoPro snorkelers and custom wigs. Actually, we were watching videos of some man scuba diving in a lake or the ocean or something, and the amount of phones he found at the end of that lake.
It's a fella on YouTube who dives into.
I just explained it. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a YouTuber.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
You just said videos. That could have been any video.
No, I said videos on YouTube.
But he goes looking for phones and then he cleans them.
Yeah, and then contacts the owner. Yeah.
He finds the owner, doesn't he? And he rings him and it's like, do you lose your phone? And they're like, yeah, like 6 years ago in a lake. And he's like, yeah, well, I have it and you're not getting it back, pal. It's mine now and I'm going straight to CAX. Like, I'm straight to scene and get a fiver out of CAX. CAX.
CEX.
Sex. It's called sex.
Is it?
Yeah, did you ever see the ad? Trade in all your old items at sex. I'm not bloody going there.
Why?
I'm afraid of it.
Why?
Afraid of that word.
What are you afraid of?
No, I'm afraid of the ridiculous prices they give you back. You can have £1,000 store credit for your iPhone or else €2 cash. Oh, I'll probably just take the €2 because I don't want that in there.
It's stupid, isn't it?
It's like that everywhere. I used to do it in Extravision. Yeah. I used to go down with loads of games and I trade in all my games that my ma paid loads of money for and just get like popcorn.
So if you were on holidays, would you like, right, let's say.
Yeah.
You went down holidays.
How come you never let me talk?
Because you're rambling on about something that doesn't make any sense, Darren. Calvin's going to knock at that door and he's going
to. I told you, I'm not afraid of him anymore.
You are afraid of him. You'd be terrified now if Terrence walked in behind him.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought as much.
What were you saying?
If you were to go on holidays, right?
Yeah.
It would be me and you. Who would you think would be the one that would lose something? And what would that item be?
I would lose something and it would be like my bank card.
Yeah. Like Vegas. Remember you lost your room key, your bank card, and something else you lost in a restaurant that we didn't leave a tip and you had to go back in and get it. Do you remember that?
Right. We went to a restaurant in Vegas and it was really expensive and they had like a cabaret band.
Horrible.
And the food was absolutely disgusting and they wanted like 270 quid for the bill and I was like, I'm getting out of here. And like you're supposed to tip over there and I legged it. And I went outside and I realised that I don't have my bank card. Or
and
the room
key. And something else.
And I had to go back in. I was like, sorry, did anyone hand
your
in
passport?
Did anyone? Yeah, passport. Three things. Did anyone hand in them? And they were like, no, I don't think so. Wait there for 1 second. And then they came over with all of them. And I gave them €20. $20. No, I didn't. I didn't give them out.
But what did you say? A woman that was serving us is like something out of Matrix.
She was going around in a big one. Neo jacket.
And she had these mad glasses on.
I was like, it's like fucking.
She had no hair. Like it's like she shaved her head on purpose and then dyed it.
She looked like Will Smith's wife.
What's her name? Jade?
Jada Smith. What's her name? Pinkett? Jada. She looked like her.
Do you remember Will Smith? Smack your man.
Yeah, that was only a while back. Getting some thump.
Yeah.
And he won the best act, Oscar. Best actor, he won that award that night.
Yeah, but she was like something else.
She was flying around up the walls and everything.
She was trying
dodging
to
bullets.
I ordered a salad and it came out as somebody, like it was like they cut a head of lettuce in half, smeared sauce on top of it and put bits of bacon lard on the top of it. Mm. And I was eating it. It was like I was just chewing on a load of hard water.
I got a bloody, it said coconut prawns. Big mad coconut prawns, I said on it. I was like, I'll have some of them. And the prawns, like breaded prawns, and they just came out in a coconut.
Oh, they were horrible.
And it was just like,
the dinner and all.
Add so much to something that's so simple just to make it look expensive.
But like, they had a shower on and all, and couldn't see it, and they put us in a bleeding stupid spot, didn't they?
Yeah, but I had to go back for my bank card.
Yeah, that was gas.
They just kept tapping it.
Well, they weren't tapping it.
Yeah, they were. There was nothing on it when I went back for it.
The client, that's what it would have
been. Just kept tapping it in there.
Oh, it's so funny though when you think about it. I don't think I've ever lost that when I was away.
Did you not?
No. What is something that you can't go on holidays without? Like, what do you have to bring that wouldn't be really necessary?
A passport cover.
You don't have a passport cover.
Next time I will.
No, you're not going to get one of them.
I want one. The cushiony ones.
Why? You have to take it out of cover.
I want my initials on my suitcase as well.
Darren, you're not going into Love Island. Like.
I walk around the airport like that. Priority boarding.
I'm right here. You don't even get that. You do be going mad, don't you?
Yeah, because it's no point in getting it. There'll be no point at all in getting that.
Did you ever see, right? Where were we going on a flight somewhere? Tenerife. Remember? And it's always the same type of people that you get on the thing. Jeering at you and all.
Jeering at you?
Yeah, I remember he kept going, Darren.
Some fella kept saying, hunky dories.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
hunky dories. And I was like, yeah, what about them?
Yeah, it's so annoying.
You want the packet? I'm probably shouting too loud there.
No. Probably blowing the head up, Leanne.
What flavour do you want? You
it's
little
annoying,
fool.
Isn't it?
And I went head to head with him.
No, he didn't.
Said nothing. He was down there like that.
He was whispering in my ear.
Sorry, Mr. Conway. And I was like, yeah. Crinkle it in
that's
2 minutes.
That's a lie.
Not, and everyone on the plane was shitting themselves.
No, they
weren't. And they were like, this fella is nuts, man. He's nuts. And I was like, yeah, go on then. Say something else about me.
What happened was, he was jeering at him, Diz Yumflis. It's obviously the same type of people anyway.
The Monterang.
Yeah. Kept going, hunky dories. And Darren's like, do you hear him? I didn't hear a thing until I got
I'm
to the end of that. I just don't hear it.
I hear it because it's like I'm waiting for it to happen.
Yeah, no.
So it can just go head
to head. It's gas because it's always the same type of people, like, always. And it's the same type of people that comment negative things as well. It's embarrassing, like.
Oh, I always comment back to
get a job.
If there's any negative comments on that, I'm going to comment back.
No, I don't care.
Saying, shut your mouth. Go on then.
Do you want a pack of hunky dories and not let us know?
Anywhere. Like, if you just like comment all negative stuff, like, oh, make podcast equipment more expensive. Oh,
no.
Look at their accent, the state of their accent. I'd say, and what?
That's actually when I always get our accent. Yeah, and what?
It's poxy.
Don't give a shit.
We have poxy accents.
I don't care. You'd rather me be normal and talk normal than putting on a front and pretending I talk a certain way when I don't.
Yeah, because she doesn't.
Yeah, and neither do you.
And neither do I.
Either way he roars and all, he'd just be like that in Blanche.
What does he mean?
If people are in the way and all, he'd just be roaring.
Get out me way now. I want to get in there to look at the half zip.
Even on the car, you wouldn't even be driving and you'd be going mad.
Oh, beep the horn at him. Oh, I don't know.
I'd be beeping me horn. Don't let them in. Don't. And I'm like, Darren, like, you're distracting me, like.
Yeah.
You're always doing it.
Then the guards come and I'm like, get your hands off me. I only wanted to get a half sip. Get your hands off me. And then there's a big scene and they have to call in like all of the police, all of the guards have to come to restrain me in Blanchetown Shopping Centre.
Yeah. Anyway. So the other day, me and Darren, right, we had a good day. Darren goes,
right, so
oh,
good day.
Treat myself,
we had,
right?
We had a good day.
No, but we had good news, right, on a certain day. And Darren goes, I better go and treat myself now. I'm like, treat yourself to what? And he says, a laptop. A laptop?
I didn't get it.
I need a new MacBook or whatever it was. And I was like, for what? To write down stuff. I was like, that's what your phone is for. That's what you told me you were getting the phone for. But like, usually people treat themselves when they have a bad day, not a good day.
Yeah.
And usually that'd be like a takeaway or something like that.
Yeah.
But you do have to go to the extreme.
If I'm having a good day, I need to have a better day.
What you mean?
If I win on a scratch card like €200, I need to get more things then.
What you mean?
I feel like I'm on a roll. So
yeah.
I need more positive stuff, like getting a laptop. On top of that. Or if I find the tenner on the ground, I'm like, right, I'm going to buy a tablet. I'm going to buy a...
Yeah, but like, if you're treating yourself on a bad day, do you treat yourself...
I never buy the things.
Yeah, you do. Because we booked a wedding and you went out and bought a 60-inch telly for the same room for no reason. We didn't even need a telly.
I was like, right, Matt, I'm booking the wedding. I'm going out and buying a plasma screen. Lovely.
You do stupid words.
She doesn't stop me, though.
Yeah, I do. Like, I do be like, are you for real? You don't need that like that, Darren. You actually don't need stuff like that. And you're like, yeah, I do. Yesterday, what did you walk in with? A Turbo Man. Like, why?
Someone gave it to me.
Yeah, someone keeps giving you these really weird things. It's a very random thing to be given.
Someone I know gave me a Turbo Man.
That and a Batman mask.
I'd done a favour for him over the Christmas and he gave me a Turbo Man. And the other fella at the show that was doing stuff gave me the Batman mask.
Well, you're banned from them shows. I'm sick of you bringing them things in. You're banished.
Do you know what I'd love in the apartment?
What?
A bat.
Well, I was going to buy an inflatable bat for the shower for Christmas and then I was like, it's enough.
What's wrong, babe?
Water.
You didn't even blow up your inflatable bat.
What's wrong, babe? You didn't even eat your demagogue pancakes. Oh, I keep touching that with my mouth.
I know. There could be scabs on it. Someone might have a cold sore and you're at the licking it.
Oh.
No, but what are you on about? Do you want to talk about bats? Do you like bats?
Yeah.
I haven't had a bat in years, man.
They're not good for you.
Yeah, because you're sitting in your own shite.
What do you mean? They're not good for you, though.
I know, because
they're not good for men. You should know.
The water isn't. The water is the same. You're literally lying in dirt, like. What? Like. If you're in the shower, it comes off.
Do you put, like, when you are having a bath, do you put bubbles in it?
Bubble bath, yeah.
Do you?
Of course. What? Radox one. Uh-huh. Loads of it. Coming out all over the place. Can't even see me. Like that.
The last time you had a bath was the next day after the wedding.
It was a big bath. I made the most of that one.
There was a bath in the middle of the floor, you know, in the bathroom.
It was huge.
Right. And Darren was like, no, for a man.
If I see a bat, I'm like, I'm making use of that.
So we got in the bat and I went in to check him. He was in there a while, like, and he was hanging out his arse in that bat. Weren't you like that? You were like literally a prawn in the bat, like that.
Posture like
for
a prawn.
For ages.
Like that.
And you're like, oh, I'm so hungover.
No, but I think, like, if you don't have the royalties of a bat at home, when you see a good bat, you have to get in it. Get in that bat now.
I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, I want a bat, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if there wasn't a bat in the hotel room, I'd go down to reception and say, hey, are you? Come here, listen to me. Put a bat in.
Remember the hotel that we were in and the bat was at the end of the bed?
Yeah, that was weird. Because you were just in the bed and then you could just slide into the bat. That's what it's all about. That's a good bat. That's what it's all about. Sliding into the bat.
Yeah, but like if you had a bad day, like you could jump in the bed. Or you could jump.
Just sliding into the bat like a slug.
Yeah, but if you're having a bad day, you'd have a bat. Candles.
If you're having a good day, have a bat. If you're having a bad day, have a bat.
Yeah.
If you're having an alright day, have a bat. Bats are for every day.
They're not for every day. They're bad for you.
How? Do some people have a bat and then have a shower after because they don't feel clean?
Yeah.
Weirdos.
You don't.
If you have a bat, you're clean, like.
Yeah, not. I thought you were sitting in your own shite.
Yeah, but you're not as clean.
Yeah.
But you still, like, washed yourself.
Mm. If you're having a bad day, what else would you do? Would you eat shy? Like, would you eat, like,
what are you talking about, eating pill now?
No, I'm talking about crap food, like.
6'7".
What age are you? 40. Nearly 40.
No, I'm not nearly 40.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. I'm 33. Nearly 34. What would I do? What are you talking about?
Would you eat, like, crap food if you were having a bad day?
Yeah.
Would you?
Oh, stop, girls, yeah.
Why? What would you
I'd
get?
I'd get myself a tray and one.
Naples or something?
No, a tray and one, a pizza, all of it. I'd just get it all. Get all of it. Let's have one of them days.
Just one of them
just
days.
Need one of them days, you know, where you just get all of it. Get it all. Kebab and everything. And a kebab tray.
I've never had a kebab tray.
Do you ever have a battered sausage tray?
No.
It's a battered sausage, chips and curry sauce.
Really?
Battered sausage cut up, yeah. That's what I'd have if I was having a bad day. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll have a battered sausage tray there. Mm, yeah. It was a favour.
Oh, you are in a right mood.
Only messing. It's like a little sitting room, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to have photos over here probably next week or the week after or something.
No, set it up. Yes. Make it your own. You know, make it like your own little setup.
Yeah. Dave, what are you having for your tea, Dave?
What else, like, have you got?
Right, I'll just go into listener questions, will I?
Well, Darren and Amy, I just want to say I'm genuinely loving the podcast. I'm an absolute nuts listening to it. I only started last week and I reckon I've smashed about 30 episodes already. Bosh! They didn't say that. I'm from Athlone. Before you say it, it's not the sticks. I've been living in Australia for the past year and would love to hear your opinions on young people leaving Ireland and moving over here. Also, Darren, I know the pain of being called Darren. Absolute useless name. See you later. From Darren. Copycat. Said see you later as well. Like, see you later.
What, like?
Well, my mate was in... Are you listening?
Yeah.
My mate was in Australia for like a month, wasn't he?
Who?
Ben.
Oh yeah, he's only back.
More than a month, I think. He's only back. And I was texting him and he said he'd love to live there.
Oh really?
Yeah.
He brought his kids and everything.
Yeah, but he has a business over here and stuff. But I can see why. Like, it's just constant sunshine. Are they in Australia? Did they say they're...
Yeah.
Did they say they're abroad?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like...
So really your cousin nice Katie weather. Is living in Australia as well. She's there like a good while.
People go to Australia, they don't come back.
Yeah, but she's loving
it. They have to because they have other stuff going on here.
Like what?
Like a work, like job or something, like. They might just go.
Yeah, but like you could get a job over there, like.
Yeah, in a little.
Like Katie, she has a job.
Store clerk.
She's not a store clerk, I don't know what she
does. You could get a job as a store clerk.
What's that?
It's a clerk.
No.
You don't know what that is?
Yeah, I do actually.
It's a sales assistant.
All right.
But it's the American.
Would you like
term.
To do that? Would you like to go to Australia? I asked you loads of times to move abroad with me.
No, I'm too much on the line over here.
No, you don't.
Do, yeah.
Like what?
Ah, the podcast and all. This podcast.
We can still do it abroad.
Won't work like that.
Why?
Because we're in the new studio.
I would love to move abroad. If I didn't have the dogs, I would. Or if I could bring them with me. But like, if you go that far, you have to leave them in quarantine for ages. And
deal with the break.
Darren. What? 6 months of them in a quarantine, or how what long it is.
Yeah, they're very bold.
No, they're not.
They've got bold dogs.
Darren. That's real, man. But good for you living in Australia. I wouldn't mind being... Well, no, I don't think... Australia doesn't interest me. But like young people, a lot of people are going. It's very expensive though. You need a good bit in your bank to actually go.
Well, I think like the cost of living is high, but the wages are...
Are better.
No, they match it like.
Yeah, but the way of living and all is much better than here. Yeah. Don't blame them. And with a bit of sun. Get a house over here. Like.
With a sun. I say go for it. If to answer your question, my opinion on young people moving abroad, I say go for it.
Yeah. Right, next question. Fourth question.
Do you want me to read it?
No. If you could have anyone on the podcast, who would it be? I actually only was talking about this outside. I'd love Graham Norton on the podcast.
Amy would love Graham Norton on the podcast.
Do you like Graham Norton?
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing about him? I would say Paul O'Grady, but...
Well, he's dead.
I know. Who would you pick?
Because
I love the love of dogs.
Who would I pick? Ryan Hennessy.
Would you?
Yeah. Owes me a favour.
Henno?
He owes me a few favours, him.
Does he know Graham Norton, I wonder?
Nah, I don't think so. Maybe he does. I would like Graham. Graham Norton's a legend.
I love Graham Norton. Second question. If you woke up tomorrow and won 200 grand, what would be the first thing you'd both do? Buy a gaff?
Probably just buy loads of laptops.
You'd buy a house, Darren.
And laptops.
That was from Paul.
Paul?
Yeah. Mescal.
No, it wasn't.
No, you me. Next question.
I didn't even answer that.
You said laptops.
Yeah, the house.
Would you?
Yeah, of course.
Would you go on high road, low road, the travel show? What destination would you like? That's from Mick.
Mick?
I would go on that.
I don't think I've ever watched that.
You've never went on it? So basically,
I've never went on it, no.
No, you've never watched it, I said.
I don't know if I did. Is it one of them shows that's just on the telly in the background?
No. So you get... So there's two people and you pick either the low or the high. You don't know what you're picking. You're picking an envelope, right?
Oh, you can go on a shit holiday or a good one.
Yeah, an expensive one and everything's paid. It's luxury. And then the low road is then like a smelly place to stay.
Like
budget friendly type of thing.
Okay.
And like, where would you go if you got to pick that? If you could pick a...
But the concept of the show is you can't pick.
No, you can't, no.
I can't answer. You can pick somewhere.
I'd pick... if it was a high road and a low road, I'd go with...
Texas.
New York.
No.
I'd like to go to New York.
Miami.
Yeah, I'd like to go there too.
Or, I don't know. Yeah, probably like Miami or something.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's all of them?
Yeah.
Surely there's more to that question, is there? From Mick. Mick usually sends in a chunk.
No, that's it. What destination would you like? Anyway.
I'd rather the surprise of it.
Yeah, I'd rather... I don't know. Yeah.
Wouldn't like to know where I'm going until I open the envelope and then I go, bollocks! Back to Ballymun.
Nothing wrong with Ballymun.
No, there's nothing wrong, but it's... Being in Miami is better than being in Ballymun now.
Yeah, you don't know that.
I do know that, for a fact.
You don't? How?
Where'd you rather be, Ballymun or Miami?
Well, like Miami, but that doesn't mean that it's any better than Ballymun.
Ballymun?
Ballymun. There's nothing wrong with Ballymun.
You mixed the both of them there. Miami and Ballymun. Ballymun. When you're looking at Ballymun.
No, you sound deaf. Anyway, next week it's our 100th episode.
Yeah.
Shock.
We have a big surprise.
Have we?
No.
Graham Norton's coming in.
Graham Norton's going to be in. Mm. We're going to tease it now and then tease it again in a post. With a little emoji over his face.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, guess who?
It's Graham Norton.
It's Graham Norton.
Anyway, if you have any questions, dilemmas, topics for us, you can send them to theconways@goloudnow.com or DM us on Instagram @theconwayspod.
Or if you know Graham Norton, tell him to get on to us because we'd like him to come on if he's promoting his new gin or anything like that.
Or his wine or...
Yeah, it's not like he has a big, like massive platform anyway, but like if he wants a little tiny... minuscule 10 people platform.
Yeah.
You can come on the Conways and we can chat to him about the gin.
Yeah.
The Graham Norton gin. Is it gin he has or is it wine?
Gin. Oh, Prosecco.
Is it Prosecco?
Yeah.
Oh, it was gin.
Soph loves his Prosecco.
Is it not gin he has?
He has loads, I think. I don't know. Let's anyway. See.
We'll find out next week when he's on.
Yeah. Right. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.